Construction across China's ancient neighborhoods is alarming historical experts. The government's decision to renovate a shrine to a national hero has come at a high cost to the site's traditional protectors. Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
While many Beijing residents are happy to be moving out of crumbling dwellings and into modern new apartments, Madame She Youzhi has felt anguished since last year when the government moved her family out of their ramshackle hut, originally used to house sheep, and into a new apartment near Beijing's Altar of Heaven.
Although they've made me move out, I feel very sad and my heart remains back there. Although conditions here are much better, I still feel that living in this fine apartment is not as meaningful.
The move was the She family's first in 373 years, and it severed roots of tradition that gave meaning to their lives. Since 1630, the family has lived by and guarded the tomb of Yuan Chonghuan, China's minister of war in the last years of the Ming Dynasty. Few Chinese these days know about the general's patriotic exploits, defeating the invading Manchu armies. The Manchus and their collaborators in the Ming court framed Yuan Chonghuan, and the last Ming emperor had him sentenced to death for treason. The penalty was death by slow slicing. Madame She says that at the time, many residents of the capital believed the charges against Yuan.
After he had been cut to pieces, they bought the pieces of his flesh and ate them with wine. So great was their hatred for him.
All that was left of Yuan Chonghuan was his head, which was hung from a flagpole on the execution grounds. The night of the execution, Yuan's aide, Madame She's ancestor, stole the head and buried it in his backyard, where the family has guarded it ever since.
Our ancestor left us instructions. First, our family members will never move back to our hometown in southern China. We will guard the tomb one generation after another. Second, our family members will never again serve as officials. We'll just be ordinary folks. Third, we will read books so that we may understand the truth.
The She family has honored that pledge for 17 generations, an unbroken living tribute to an act of loyalty, patriotism, and sacrifice long forgotten to most Chinese. Living in their sheep pen, the She family cut grass, swept leaves, and placed offerings of food and incense before the adjacent tombs of General Yuan and his loyal aide. Over the years, several other families moved into the rundown buildings, and a school was built that encroached on the site. For more than two decades, Madame She pleaded with local officials to renovate the property. Last year, city officials finally obliged, but forced the She family to move out. To the official Chinese mindset, only the government has the right to interpret and protect history. On a quiet day at the shrine, an official who only gave his surname Wang explained the government's decision.
After all, an individual is not capable of preserving this tomb and shrine. Only by relying on the strength of the state can we propagate General Yuan's patriotic spirit and teach our future generations.
The government says that citizens are not allowed to live in historic sites, but officials are divided over treatment of the She family. The office bearing her name at the temple remains empty, and Madame She is still despondent.
We should not lose this legacy. If we don't preserve our national spirit, what is there left to preserve? I feel so sad. As you can see, I'm just an ordinary citizen. I've given this my utmost effort, but I have no power.
Even in the unlikely event that the government lets them move back into the shrine, it is uncertain whether members of the younger generation will understand or carry on the family tradition. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.